The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Tuesday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo. Produced by Frank Morano with news guy Al Gattulo and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970. The Answer.
You have the cool, clear eyes of a seeker of wisdom and truth. Yet there's that upturned chin and the grin of impetuous youth. I believe in you.
Yeah, baby.
I believe in you.
Francis Albert with Piscopo in the morning, 5 minutes after 7 o'clock. Happy Tuesday. YouTubing and Facebooking, by the way. You can go to Facebook or YouTube. Frank is slipping stuff. Oh, I have coffee. You have the coffee. Look at this. My specialized coffee. I miss the Vinnie Ricuglia coffee. Kieran, how are you?
I'm great.
Assemblyman,
I'm
great. Welcome, man. Welcome. We got a lot going on this morning. AM 970 The Answer with Frankie Five Burrows and Albert and Debbie. And Assemblyman Kieran Lawler, kind enough to join us. Arthur Idala's coming in. And what did you say?
He's bringing in all the bald guys. You know how to get ratings.
Manny Diaz Jr. is also follically challenged as well.
So
all the great ones.
Please. So Arthur will be here. And Ruben Diaz is coming in, the Borough
nice.
Bronx president. Right. And Mike Gallagher's with us. And Eric Casabori, the head of Retro Fitness. You could lift some weights, man.
I could lift some weights, but I need to slim down a little bit.
No, man, but that doesn't matter. See, if you're heavy in the gym, it doesn't matter, man. Can you go bench press, right, Kieran?
Yeah, you want me to lift this table right now?
You want me to lift Frankie right now?
Lift
Frankie five barrels. Come on,
whatever,
man.
You need, Joe.
You can do it. Did you work out? So tell me about your. Can you tell me as a Marine, yeah, where you were stationed and what your life was like as a United States Marine?
So my dad and my brother were both Marines. So
that's cool.
I always wanted to
go
in the Marine Corps.
God bless you, man.
And I was a high school teacher I was 24 years old, and I said, you know what? I'm going to switch careers. I'm going to go to law school. But before I do, I want to join the Marine Corps Reserve, which was my original plan. So yeah. I went to boot camp in
Paris
the year
Island.
2000.
Yeah.
Paris Island,
yeah.
3 months, graduated, became a Marine. They pinned the Eagle Globe and anchor on me. I went to learn how to be an infantryman for another couple of months. And then I was a reservist for about 6 months until 9/11 happened. 9/11 happened about a month after I started law school. We were mobilized twice. I deployed to... originally went to Camp Lejeune, North Carolina, trained. We went out to this is the military for you. We went out to California to Mountain Warfare School to get ready for Afghanistan. And we could have done anything. We could have whipped the Taliban in a week. We were so good in the mountains. And then they said, you know what? You guys with the mountain warfare training, we're going to send you to the desert. So you're going to Iraq. So all our mountain warfare training was kind of
for naught. So you went to Iraq?
Yeah. So I was with one of the first units.
To Paris Island for a second, because I've always wanted, and I always never had the privilege to serve. And my father, I told you, we talked about this before, was in the Second World War in the United States Army Air Corps. But I said, well, maybe I'll go in. But he wouldn't let me go in because it was Vietnam. He did not want me to go to Vietnam. That's why I always have such a passion and love for our Vietnam veterans, put their life on the line for us. Paris Island, though, man, it must be. That's 3 months of that?
It's 3 months.
3 months nonstop.
Days.
Huh? No sleep?
You get sleep, but it's interrupted and it's stressful. You know, one thing, there's someone, the drill instructor is always in the, he's always in the squad bay. He has his own little place to sleep. And then there's a recruit on what's called fire watch, making sure that nobody runs away, making sure there's no problems. And while you're on fire watch, you know, everybody pulls an hour every night or every other night. Guys are in their sleep, but they can't escape the drill instructor even in their sleep because they're sleeping, they're snoring, and you know, yes, sir. No, sir. Hi, sir. Yes, yes. So you're sleeping, but you're still, like, in Paris Island. You never really get away
from
it.
What's the wake-up time? What's the wake-up? Forgive me. We'll get, really, I'm just
0530. Right. At least it was in the old days back in the year 2000.
Yeah,
you know? But
yeah.
I don't think it changed much.
And what, do they throw you in the mud and crawl right out of bed like that?
Sometimes you go to what's called the pit, which is a big sand pit outside of the squad bay where you do, you know, they would call it calisthenics or motivational exercises.
Yeah, yeah.
But really, it's just, you know, you're doing push-ups, you're doing jumping jacks, and the sand's flying everywhere, and the bugs are all over you.
Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, after 90 days of that, you learn how to shoot, you learn how to march, you learn how to wear a uniform, you learn some basic infantry techniques, and then if you
were
if,
you in the
you
infantry in
Afghanistan? Yeah, I was called No 311, yeah.
Wow, man. In Afghanistan.
Iraq.
And you went to Iraq.
Right.
So yeah. Did you see action in Iraq?
So I was in Nasiriyah in the early days, and we were what's called a security and stabilization operation. So we were apprehending bad guys. You know, we had a list of guys in town that were bad guys.
Wait, we have so much to talk about in New York State. 10 minutes after 7 o'clock, Assemblyman Kieran Lawler is doing a great job as an assemblyman in New York State. But I am so enamored. We're so pro-military.
Sure.
And my father always told me, you went on missions. In Iraq, you went on a mission to dig out these dogs, these cockroaches that are these little parasitic guys just trying to take you guys out.
Some of them were bad guys, terrorists on Saddam's side. When I was there, Saddam was still in power for the first 2 months. That's how early we were there.
Right.
So we got there in March, and Saddam went on the run soon after that, but they didn't find him till December of 2003. Yeah. And we were in a Shia city. Now, Saddam was a Sunni, so he really oppressed the Shias. So they were pretty happy to see us for the most part, but there were bad guys who kind of blended in with the population.
Was it like when you walked in, was it like in a house, in a residential kind of area that you had to take them out, or was it into mountains, into caves, like it would have been in Afghanistan?
So we were in the city of Nasiriyah, a pretty big city. So it was in houses, and these
you
really
go house to house as a Marine.
We went into houses, yep. And sometimes you go in the house and the bad guy's not there, and you say, "Sorry, we were looking for this guy. He's not there." Sometimes he's there, and we get him.
Yeah, but you know, no, they got weapons. They're all did you have to get into any firefights?
I was never in a firefight.
No kidding.
No, I feel very lucky.
Thank God.
I was in the right place at the right time.
Yeah, yeah.
Other guys in our company were, but I didn't have. I didn't have the pleasure, I guess.
You know,
say.
Robert O'Neill, you know, the guy took out Bin Laden, you know, as a buddy, his SEAL.
Yeah.
And I always ask him, what are you thinking? And Colonel Jack Jacobs from
Medal of Honor recipient.
Thank you. And a great guy. What are you thinking in the heat of the battle? You got your finger on the trigger. You're going into a house. How do you show that restraint? And then you don't know what's going to come around the corner.
Right.
And you know what? The police officers listening now go through that every single day, right?
You're right. I always think about that because you can do the wrong thing for your unit and not take a shot. Somebody who maybe, and this happened to us sometimes, somebody who crossed inside our perimeter and they probably should have been taken out, but it was just a mistake. It was a person with a mental problem or somebody who just wandered off. And you could do the wrong thing.
So it's
a lose-lose situation. Yeah, so it's very similar, police and military.
Listen, thank you for your service, brother.
No problem.
I'm telling you,
man. You want to hear a funny story? You're asking? We're flying over to Iraq, and there was a sergeant, and I think he was nervous, and he kept coming up to the young Marine saying, "Are you nervous, Devil Dog? Are you nervous?" "No, I'm not nervous." And he kept coming up every 15 minutes. "It's okay. You can tell me if you're nervous." I'm like, "I'm not nervous, but you're kind of making me nervous." And we were a helicopter company. We actually inserted into the city of Nasiriyah in helicopters. So when you're in a helicopter, the crew chief will say, 2 minutes. We're going to land in 2 minutes. 1 minute. So this guy who was obviously nervous on the plane to Kuwait, from America to Kuwait, he's saying, 4 hours. We're landing in 4 hours. He's getting everybody all crazy. But those are the kind of... those are the kind of characters.
And you can't yell back, though. I can yell it out. When Al yells at me, I can yell it out. But I said, you can't yell if he's like he's a sergeant or something like that. So, Kieran, thank you so much for being with us and coming. Are you going back to Albany today?
I'm going straight to Albany. That's why I have my suit on.
But actually, you wore the suit for me. I know
I was happy to see. I didn't want to be the only guy with a suit. So
the assembly becomes all the way.
I heard you got yours for $100, though. I want to find out where you got the $100 suit. Big star, Joe Piscopo, wearing a $100 suit.
I know. Because it was green, then you got an 8-year-old, right? Would we do anything for our 8-year-old? You have a girl?
I have 2 girls, 2 boys.
Oh, forget about it. My 8-year-old daughter is so beautiful. I said, "She wanted green. Dad, I said, "Wear a green suit." "Oh, Daddy, wear your green." Not only that, here, you look down, please. Green shoes. Come on, I'm not Italian, am I? So, so I got to wear those. But meantime, I got to take you to Indochino. How about that price for a custom-made suit like that?
That'd be pretty nice.
So you're going back up. Thank you. You're going all the way back up to Albany today. Are you going to drive all the way back up?
I don't have a driver. I drive myself.
You didn't get my car? You didn't get the car that we sent?
That's what I said. You know, I do Fox and Friends early in the morning. Send a nice car service. I take a nap. They're there when I'm done.
Yeah. No, not so much here. So now you had a
Frankie
great...
Frankie Five Boroughs doesn't leave the Five Boroughs.
That's right.
He's not coming up
that's
to
right.
Duchess.
That's right. He doesn't.
That's right.
Kieran Lawler, you had a great op-ed in the Daily News yesterday, which you say it's time for the New York GOP to rise up? What prompted this?
Well, we're 1 month into one-party rule in Albany, and already the Democrats are overreaching. Some of the things we talked about when I was on the air last week.
Yes, sir.
Some of the amnesty and, you know, college money for illegal immigrants. Of course, the abortion up until the moment of birth bill. And everybody's unhappy about it, but I wrote that op-ed as a call to action to say, hey, let's go Republicans. We can complain about it to each other and on Facebook, but if we don't turn it into voters and action, you know, there's an election in November for local stuff, and in 2 years we have a chance to take back the state Senate and add those checks and balances back to our system. But, you know, every day that goes by is a day wasted, so I want to get the Republican world woken up and say, let's start working on this. Let's do this.
Were you in the chambers when they passed that abortion thing?
I was. Yeah.
And they applauded. And they kept applauding. They kept applauding, like cheering. They were cheering.
It's very sad. One of the things I said in my article, and I've heard other people say this since, is it used to be if you were pro-choice, you wanted safe, legal, and rare abortions. It was something, somebody's in a bad situation, you know, this could get them out of a bad situation. That's not my position, but I understand that. Now it's something to be celebrated. Some people will say on the left, it's a sacrament. Abortion is the highest sacrament of left-wing politics. And that's really sad. And before this controversy with the Virginia governor and the yearbook photo, the big controversy was he said, oh, yeah, the baby can be born. We'll leave him there. And, you know, we'll have a conversation of whether we're going to kill this baby or not kill this baby. And, you know, in law school, I'm a lawyer. In law school, they said the slippery slope argument is not a good argument. That might be true in law school, but it is a good argument because we've gone from safe and rare abortions, now abortions after the baby's born, also known as infanticide. What's next? You know, what's next? If you can kill that beautiful 8-pound baby that just came out of his mother's womb, you know, who can't you kill? There's no more
rules. I was shocked to hear, because Andrew Cuomo is an Italian Catholic. And forgive me for being that base, but I was like, hey, wait. Were you surprised that the governor allowed this to happen?
I really wasn't, because in the assembly, they've passed this bill many times because the assembly is overwhelmingly Democrats. Tons of Catholics. I'd say probably one-third.
Wow.
One-third of the members of the assembly, maybe more, are Catholics, and many of them voted for it. So I was not surprised. He's been pushing this for a long time. Now that the Democrats have the Senate, they can do whatever they want. There's no checks.
Do you think the Republican Party is becoming obsolete in New York State?
It's very close to being obsolete. And after this next election, there's going to be redistricting. And in the past, there's been these checks and balances. There's been a Republican Senate, so the redistricting was kind of balanced.
Yeah.
They're going to set these districts up. If we don't win in 2020, take back one of the chambers of the legislature, most likely the Senate, they're going to draw those districts in a way that Republicans can never win them for a generation.
But, Kieran, when I talk to someone like yourself, that you're a young guy, you're a young father, Marine, making all the sense in the world, you're a Republican. Why does the public, and in Jersey too, they go blindly progressive socialist? And they don't. I don't know that these folks, and I have respect for my fellow citizens, why are they voting for this progressive socialist agenda that just does nothing but keep, you know, the one thing it does, aside from this abortion horror, is the taxes, the congestion pricing. There's tolls, there's more property tax, there's state income tax. People keep voting for it, man. I cannot in the life of me figure it out.
I think two reasons. One, it sounds good on paper. Oh, we'll just tax a few more rich people and we'll solve all our problems. We'll pave our roads. Our schools will be great. Governor Cuomo just announced yesterday $2.3 billion hole in our budget.
Yep. Because?
Because rich people left. They were sick of being overtaxed.
What a surprise.
You can go to Florida and not pay 8 or 9% on your income, as you do here in state taxes, and it's a huge difference. I mean, Derek Jeter did everything he could when he was a Yankee to maintain his residence in Florida, so for the days he wasn't playing in Yankee Stadium and in New York, he wasn't taxed that, you know, 8 or 9% on his income. So that caused a big budget shortfall, so that's a big part of it. The other part of it is not enough Republicans get into the battle of ideas. Republicans should be on the radio. They should be on the op-ed pages. They should be in TV. They should be in town hall meetings making the case. Our ideas are good. Our ideas work. The free market works. It's given us all this prosperity, the most prosperous place in the history of the world. But there's very few people out there making that argument. And the liberals make these simplistic arguments, which are on the surface attractive. And I'd add a third point. easiest thing in the world is to be a liberal. If you're a liberal, whether you're in a business or in college, people say, oh, yeah, that's Bob. He's a liberal over there. If you're a conservative, there's a target on your back. Yeah. Whether you're a college student, you're not going to get dates, maybe. You know, if you're in business, they're going to run you out of business if you're a conservative. Right. They're going to protest your company. You know, what I always say is, if actually a friend of mine, Phil Oliva, told me this, and it's a great point. In 2019, you want to be a rebel? Don't get a tattoo on your face. Become a Republican. That's being a real rebel. Yeah. That's being a real rebel.
Kieran Lawler, Assemblyman Kieran Lawler, representing the Hudson Valley in New York, up in the State Assembly. He is so dedicated. He came all the way down from upstate, going right back. Do you vote today? Votes today?
10:30. 10:30. I'll be handling my business.
Well, you know, thank you so much, man.
No problem.
Great stuff about the Marine, and thanks for your family, the service that your family gave to the United States of America.
Thank you for
coming, and thanks for wearing a tie. And a
real
jacket.
Pleasure. Anytime. Tuxedo next time.
All right. We'll go Indochino. We'll go get the custom made suits.
I'm a big guy. It's gonna be a lot of material.
All right, Kieran Lawler, right there. Thank you, Kieran. God bless you, man.
Amen.
And thank you so much, sir. Debbie Duhame's looking out for you on the roadside. You like my green? You said you like the green suit. That's working for you, Deb.
Hey, very nice. Very impressive.
A little green, hey, how are you? Good to see you. Hey, how you doing? You know, I can't tell. I like it. At least it's not lime green. I got to get
it's not lime green.
I'll work on that one. Debbie, how are we doing traffic-wise? 20 after 7 right now on AM 970, The Answer.
Well, thank you, Joe. And as the Assemblyman heads over to the northbound side of the thruway, moving along okay, no major problems as you get up toward Albany, no problems at all that way. Southbound thruway starting to build, though, 13 down toward the Tappan Zee Bridge. Watch for some slowdowns on 17 eastbound, heading down toward the thruway as well, getting down through Monroe. Inbound GWB upper level, an accident over an hour into the upper level of the George Washington Bridge. Lower level, it's a stalled car, 30 in there. Over at the Lincoln 35, Holland about 20 to 25, 17 south of Route 80. That's an accident involving a motorcycle. 23 in Wantage closed with an accident. 78 east exit 11, they just cleaned up a crash there. And we're still seeing volume on the eastbound Gowanus, bumper to bumper by Fort Hamilton Parkway with an accident. Delays back to the Verrazano. And the LIE west at Woodhaven Boulevard accident just cleared. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970. The Answer.
Sponsored by Indeed. Used by over 3 million businesses for hiring. Where business owners and HR professionals can post job openings with screener questions, then sort, review, and communicate with candidates from an online dashboard. Learn more at Indeed.com/hire.
Hi, AM 970 listeners. Steve Adubato here. On One-on-One, whether it's politics, pop culture, business, or Broadway, we've got the conversations you want to hear.
There is always something to learn.
Do you enjoy talking politics?
No.
That's a good question. High five.
So check out my show, One-on-One, weeknights at 7 p.m. on NJTV and 12:30 a.m. on WNET 13 and across the region on Fios One News. See you there.
Hey, it's Joe Piscopo. Catch my friend Steve and his great lineup of guests every weeknight on One-on-One with Steve Adubato.
From the Fox Business Network, Alphabet, parent company of Google, is reporting a stronger-than-expected quarter. However, it was spending a lot more on its future. Its research and development costs rose 40% to a record $6 billion. Online fashion company Blue Fly has filed for bankruptcy protection and will be liquidated. The New York Post says hundreds of fashion brands are owed money. The court filing says Blue Fly has up to $1 million in assets, but up to $10 million in debt. This could be a good time to get a deal on a new car. The Wall Street Journal says car dealer lots have a backlog of unsold vehicles. January sales were down 1% from a year ago. The Dow Jones Industrials added 175 on Monday. The NASDAQ was up 83, and the S&P added 18. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Ginny Cosola.
When weather hits, the right wiper blades make all the difference. That's when the Michelin Man is on your side, helping you see better and drive safer with new Michelin Premium Wiper Blades. Designed with exclusive SmartFlex technology, a frameless beam design, Michelin blades flex to the curve of your windshield, giving you unparalleled streak-free, long-lasting, all-season performance. So when the going gets tough, be ready with Michelin Premium Wiper Blades. It's a difference you can see. Available at Walmart and other fine retailers.
Feeling overwhelmed by the start of the new year and all those resolutions you've made? Larry Elder here. Here's an incredibly easy, good-for-you way to get the extra boost you need to power through those resolutions. Get Super Beets by Human. Human Super Beets has harnessed the power of nutrient-rich beets and created a superfood that helps your body make more nitric oxide. You see, nitric oxide is exactly what your body needs more of to deliver more energy. I add one tiny teaspoon of great-tasting Super Beets to a glass of water every morning, and I get a heart-healthy boost without the need of a quick caffeine kick or sugar high. Super Beets gives me the energy I need to feel like I can conquer the world and all my resolutions. Right now, you can try Super Beets risk-free for 90 days. Get the result you want or get your money back minus return shipping. Call 800-996-3406 right now or go to elderbeets.com and find out how you can get a free 30-day supply of Super Beets and free shipping with your very first purchase. 800-996-3406 right now or go to elderbeets.com for this risk-free offer. 800-996-3406, elderbeets.com.
Hi, I'm Valerie Smaldone with news about a brand new radio show Saturday mornings at 9, Bagels and Broadway. I'll be giving you the latest Broadway and off-Broadway news, talking about theater in unusual places, a great restaurant find, a food product that's unusual, having conversations with actors, producers, and the heroes behind the scenes, chefs, entrepreneurs, and more. Join me and some fabulous guests. You bring the bagels, I'll bring Broadway. Saturday morning at 9 on AM 970.
AM 970 The Answer is giving away four tickets for the St. John's men's basketball game versus Butler on Tuesday, February 12th. Take in the energy of Red Storm Hoops as they look to secure their spot in the Big East tournament and beyond. Tip-off is 8:30 p.m. and before the game will be the Walter Berry bobblehead giveaway. You can enter at am970theanswer.com from January 23rd till February 6th. Entrance must be 18 years or older. For complete list of rules, go to am970theanswer.com. Winner will be announced on Kevin McCullough Radio on February 6th.
Joe on the radio. Good morning. Good morning. Welcome. Welcome to YouTube. Welcome to Facebook. And go to am970theanswer.com and you'll be able to find us. Or at Jersey Joe, J-R-Z-Y, Joe Piscopo. Or at Joe Piscopo Show on Twitter. You know, if you you'll find us. You'll find us and then you could. And by the way, if you're driving and you can't watch because you won't watch the road, you could podcast us later, okay? And see the shenanigans in the studio and Joe's green suit with the tie. See the tie? I hit it with the tie, didn't I? Online. I got it online.
Oh, yeah. Thank you. Sharp.
See, and then, but anyway, let me tell you about Route 22 Toyota because you know what? You got 5 minutes. It's 7:26 now. I'll give you the 7:31, all right? See, I can do math. You have 5 minutes. First five callers, next 5 minutes, you get a free multi-point inspection, a free oil change, and a free filter from Route 22 Toyota if you call 855-621-9949, all right? Now, there's no pressure at Route 22 Toyota. You don't have to waste time dealing with dummies. I tell you this all the time. You'll love Iggy and Carmelo and Chester and Johnny and Chris and Wendy and Shoya. This is a great team. It's a family at Route 22 Toyota. Now you can get a free multi-point inspection, oil change, and a filter. First five callers, next 5 minutes, all European models are excluded if you call 855-621-9949. Then when you're over there, you're going to hear from Alex Kinsella. I tell you this every morning about Alex is there. He's the general manager who can give you 0%. Yes, I said 0%. APR financing up to 72 months for qualified buyers. 855-621-9949, 855-621-9949. Check out the state-of-the-art service center on North Broad Street in Hillside, New Jersey. But right now, first five callers, next 5 minutes, 855-621-9949. Free multi-point inspection, oil change and filter from our friends, the family, that is Route 22 Toyota, located right there on Route 22 West in Hillside, New Jersey, or at Route22Toyota.com.
Mike Gallagher, live from our Wall Street studios.
Coming up at 10 a.m.
on AM 970, The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Nissan.
Ginger Baker, Eric Clapton, Jack Bruce. That's the group known as Cream, 1968. Is that right? Thereabouts?
It's getting near dawn.
I thought it was so cool because only three guys. Back then, you think about it. And then Hendrix, Jimi Hendrix had three, you know, he had Noel Redding, he had Mitch Mitchell and himself. Wild how they just rocked.
So a friend of mine the other day was saying, like, name great three-member bands.
Yeah, that's
Cream, Rush, Emerson, Lake, and Palmer.
Yeah.
You know, these are...
I mean, Emerson, Lake, and Palmer, only three, you're
three
right.
Three guys.
Oh, my goodness gracious. Yeah. Hey, Joe on the radio...
Now it's just Palmer. Emerson and Lake are dead. But,
They died already, these guys?
Greg Lake died of cancer. Very bad cancer about a year ago. Man. He was doing a whole King Crimson reunion. Keith Emerson committed suicide.
Yeah.
He was... Yeah. I think he had cancer or something as well, and he... committed suicide. Terrible.
Oh, hey, Arthur Idala will join us momentarily. Marilyn and Peter Pianelli, they invented the headlight harness. Wait, you got to go to the shot. This show this morning is so off the charts. Don't even think about it. But that's it. You got it, George. You read. See, George and I know. The Hitman, you think with the hat. Arthur and I are bringing back the hats. I know from our fathers. From our father. Look at this. Arthur looks like the guy going.
Look at the shoes.
Oh, green shoes, man! Come on now, baby. Look at that. How did you get that? Can you get that up there?
You got the heavy. Huh? You went dark green. I'm like,
look at this.
I think you call it chartreuse.
No, you can't. It's impossible.
Oh yeah,
he's got
a good shot on that.
Look
at the Roach band, Joe. Look at the Roach band.
Oh my God!
Somebody's going to court today.
I knew it.
Look at the cufflinks. All right, I'm
with you on the cufflinks.
All right, end the show. That's it. Might as well go home.
I knew it. I said, I'm wearing my green suit. I was so excited to show you my green suit, Arthur.
My father's got one he wears on St. Patty's Day.
Yeah. Well, I like that, but you know what?
Those are $13 cufflinks.
But the watch band, I knew you would get me. And tell me, and I forgot, I'm delinquent, I forgot my green belt. You got to go. What do you go? You and Brian.
It's as green as it's going to get.
That's good. No, that's good like that.
It's as green as it's going
to get. You look good. Only Arthur would do it. I was so excited to have Arthur come in like this. And look at this. And he's got the hat. Like, by the way.
Well, the hat, listen to me. I got a bald head. You got a beautiful head.
No.
You have a beautiful head of hair.
Half of it's topics, but
well,
it's okay.
Whatever
Thank
it is, you.
You
still have a coating on the top of your skull.
Coating.
That whole thing, Al, the whole thing when you grow up about the heat with the head.
Right.
That's the total truth.
Really?
I would rather have a hat and a scarf than a coat any day of the week.
But the hat thing is so great. I wear it now, and then people say, I was with Mary Julian the other day, and we started to riff. On the guy that took out Hyman Roth in The Godfather. Yeah. Remember that? He goes, Hyman Roth will not see the new year. Remember that? So stay with me. We're going to go to break. We got news. Trust me, there's news. The name of the character that was Michael Corleone's hitman that took out Johnny Ola, Dominic Cainese, who was with Lee Strasberg in that scene in Godfather 2. First of all, the name of the character. Do you know?
No, I don't. Mario Romano would know. My buddy Mario.
I got it on Twitter. Frankie Five Burrows. Look, he's looking now.
No, I didn't look. I didn't look at the answer. Was it Rocco?
No.
No. Okay.
That's what I thought.
That's what I would have guessed.
Busetta.
Would never have gotten.
Busetta. Who knew?
I don't know part two.
Only. And I looked. I had to layer it online. Someone said, "What is the name of it?" The actor's name is Amerigo Tot. T-O-T. He was Hungarian. Amerigo Tot. He was like a famous Italian actor from like Hungary. And, little guy. And somebody said, who do you look like? Matt Conklin put out. Who do you mistaken Joe for? Danny Aykroyd or Joe Pesci more? So we did a vote. People say Danny Aykroyd. So that was, but somebody posted a picture of Americo Tote with the hat on. That's what I look like.
I guess I was about 32 years old. I was a young lawyer. And I'm walking around in a suit and a baseball cap. And the young woman who I was dating at the time, she's like, Arthur, you got to grow up. But the issue with me was my dad always wore a Borsellino fedora.
Yeah, my dad too. My dad too.
That's
right.
But she put it on my head, and everyone's like, "Oh, you look great." And I will tell you, you walk down the street like I just did right now on Broadway with this hat on.
Yeah.
Everyone thinks you're someone. They don't know who you are. Some people think you're Dick Tracy.
Everyone
thinks you're someone. It's amazing.
And sometimes I get asked if I'm a rabbi.
Nothing wrong with that. You need to go visit someone in the hospital. You wear one of these hats. You walk in. Everyone thinks you're a doctor, and no one stops you. You walk right through. There's zero security. You just walk. My father always told me, walk like you know where you're going, even if you don't.
That's good.
And you walk in. You're like, I don't know where room 506 is, but I'm going to find it. I'm going to act like I know exactly where I'm going.
I'm going to go get my hat right now. It's Arthur Idala's live in the studio. Hey, you're working out. Yeah, you're doing
well,
it, right?
We'll talk about that off camera.
Come on. And Frankie Five Burrows is here. Eric Casabori is here, actually. He is the CEO of Retro Fitness, Arthur. So we got the boss coming in. Mike Gallagher, Ruben Diaz is with us this morning.
You blew me away on the socks. Joe's got me.
You
really went insane. He's got green polka dot.
Nice.
Those are nice socks.
Yeah. You know what? I did it all for Charlie. She had a green dress. Her mom, I said, what color is your dress at the father-daughter dance? this is why I got
this.
No,
you went straight leprechaun here.
I did.
I mean, there
I did.
Is no...
Everything, man. Come on now.
He got a white shirt. He's got a green striped tie. We got to talk. A green three-button suit.
Oh, and I got to tell you
the
about...
The green polka dot socks and green... Then and I got the cufflinks.
I got another green one from Janelle and Garmani, but I got to tell you about Indochino. I got to take you there. I got a teal suit. Arthur,
what do you need?
I got a teal suit.
Are you only... Really, that's not... You only...
Yeah,
need,
see?
You got him.
You only get him.
Because Arthur's thinking Miami, you know.
Teal. You see how I said teal?
Joe, you and he's going at 100 miles an hour. He goes, whoa, teal.
No, teal is...
All right, all right.
You only need a custom-made suit, what, for your biceps?
Yeah.
I mean, otherwise, you're a good... You should buy right off the rack, but your biceps are too big.
I'm
right?
It's nice when you get it fitted. Like I did Sunday. I'm going to take it to Indochino with me. We're going to go together. 7:34. The one, the only Arthur Idala is with us. Big Al Gattulo dressed well,
like
not,
a slob. Like a slob. You could say it. Bringing the gym.
I've seen worse.
No, but you know what it is? He's bringing the gym guy in today to look at me because I'm fat. Last week you mentioned about the kids starving.
Yeah,
he pointed at me.
Yeah,
I mean, he's trying to fat shame me.
You look great. I love it. I think you look great. Big Al's got the headline news live and local on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
43 degrees, it's 7:35. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. The power is back on, but protests are continuing at a Brooklyn federal prison. The facility had no electricity for over a week, and people at the jail had no heat during bitter cold days. Dozens of people chanted and held signs outside the Metropolitan Detention Center Monday night, arguing that the facility needs to give answers for why this happened. Officials blame the power outage on a fire at the jail. The Department of Justice has said they're investigating what happened. Officials in Monmouth and Middlesex counties are investigating a possible murder-suicide spanning from Freehold Township to Woodbridge. The body of Denise Bartone was found fatally stabbed in her family's Coaster Drive home yesterday morning, and then the body of Kenneth Bartone was discovered hours later floating in the Raritan River. The Bartone's car was found parked over the river on the Thomas Edison Memorial Bridge in Woodbridge. Prosecutors are speculating the man leapt to his death. He has not officially been named a suspect in his wife's death. The incident remains under active investigation. In sports, Nets lost 113-94 to the Bucks. Brooklyn has lost three in a row, four of its last five, to fall to 28-27 on the season. Rangers gave up the tying goal with a minute to go and lost 25 seconds into overtime as the Kings rallied for a 4-3 win at the Garden. Sports is brought to you by Modell's Sporting Goods Stores. You gotta go to Moe's. Stuck in traffic? Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
Good morning, Al. Starting on the subways, five trains delays. If you're heading over to Metro North, delays on the Waterbury branch of 15 minutes. Watch for some pockets of volume here as you take it to 208 southbound, getting down toward Fairlawn. We're still seeing some delays at the inbound GWB of an hour. Lincoln Tunnel 30, Holland still about 25. And watch out for some slowdowns on 23 up in Wantage, accident involving a truck. It's still kind of busy here on the eastbound Gowanus up by Fort Hamilton Parkway, with an accident blocking two lanes. And over on the LIE, a tough ride westbound right into Junction Boulevard. That's an accident in the process of being cleared. Stop-and-go traffic on Sunrise Highway westbound getting into Bayshore out by 5th Avenue. That's an overturned vehicle. Looks like it was kind of foggy in that area as well earlier. Southbound Thruway, some stop-and-go traffic at the Tappan Zee Bridge. Checking in on the forecast, partly cloudy today, high in the upper 50s. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
There's one home improvement you can do that will totally change the look and feel of your home. No contractor required, no high ticket price. With over 20 years online and 15 million windows covered, Blinds.com is America's number one choice for custom made-to-order window coverings. They make the selection, ordering, and installation of your new blinds fast and easy. The Blinds.com design consultants will chat online, get on the phone, even FaceTime with you. That's how committed they are to helping you pick and install the perfect window coverings. Plus, every order gets free samples, free shipping, and a free online design consultation. The Dennis Prager Show listeners will get great deals and service at Blinds.com, and right now they're even better. Go to Blinds.com now through February 14th for huge site-wide savings. Plus an additional 5% off with the promo code Prager. Blinds.com promo code Prager for an additional 5% off. Their huge site-wide savings, Blinds.com. Promo code Prager, rules and restrictions apply.
It's a joy to get to work with great people, and Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son team who have brought us Relief Factor, and thanks to their physicians and the expertise, have brought tons of pain relief to plenty of people around the world, like me, having lower back pain, thinking I was stuck until I discovered Relief Factor. When Seth and Pete surveyed Relief Factor customers, they found that the majority of those who canceled the three-week quick start had not taken three packets a day for a week and then two packets a day for the next 2 weeks. That's what the three-week quick start is all about. We want people to take the suggested number of packets, but this is a low-cost way. Pete and Seth are willing to lose some money on this quick start to make sure you're without the pain that you've been facing in your life. Go to relieffactor.com to take the three-week quick start. It's $19.95. If after 3 weeks it isn't working for you, just notify them. You're only out $20. Relieffactor.com, or if you want to give them a call, it might take a little while on the phone because there's big demand. 800-500-8384 for Relief Factor.
Hey, Joe on the radio. Good morning, good morning. Great to have you with us this morning. What a morning. Mamma mia. Nonstop.
Mamma mia.
I want to tell you about Steve Perillo. Aren't you going to go to Italy with us?
But it was the first question my mother asked me when she saw me. I said, it will be a game time decision. I'm thinking it'll be Murano's honeymoon with us. Not with his wife.
Yeah.
Bring him along. His buddy moon.
We want you to go to Italy with us. Steve Perillo and I. We've been working on this a long time, and I've been talking about it on the radio, saying, hey, let's go to Italy. Well, we put it together, and we planned it. And when you do a trip with Perillo Tours, they are so meticulous on planning. No lines. You don't have to wait. You can see everything that you want to see in the beautiful country of Italy, you know, my homeland, and you go over there, and Steve is so, Joe, what are you doing this? I mean, to a T, this is going to be the most stress-free vacation you will ever go on. You got to call 888-PERILLO, say, I want to go to Italy with Joey to make it happen. Listen to where we're going. 11 days in October, October 19th, this is, 11 days. I need you there. You're my family. I tell you all the time on the radio how we gather around this virtual kitchen table every morning. We have become a family. It's time for this family to go to Italy. Sorrento, Capri, Florence, Venice. I'm going to Avellino. I'm going to the hometown of my grandfather, Rosario. Pompeii, by the way. Wine tasting in Tuscany. And when you go with Steve Perillo, see, I wouldn't even know how to do it. Steve walks you through like nobody else. You don't wait. Like I said, if you don't have to wait in line, I mean, I am so there. And you 4- and 5-star hotels, you got to go to 888-PERILLO, Perillo, 888-PERILLO. Ask for the 2019 brochure. And that's full of the Italy vacations. And now Hawaii, too. That's next. Come on. First 10 callers today will receive a bottle of Botticelli Premium Italian Extra Virgin Olive Oil. One per household. Botticelli is the art of Italian flavor. Go to your travel agent or just start here. I need you to go to Italy with me because I love you. You know, go to PerilloTours.com.
Dennis Prager, coming up at 1 on AM 970. The Answer.
Live from the SmartWayToBuy.com studios.
Chooch! Here's a dance you should.
The Hucklebuck?
No.
Is this Art Carney?
Remember Art Carney?
Lou Monte?
This is Lou Monte.
What's this guy's name? Lou Monte did it originally? I should know this. I'm embarrassed.
Did you know that?
Your partner,
this was a big hit in the 50s. Yeah, I'm the only one in the room that remembers that. With the Italian accent.
Where
did you find it?
Remember that? Remember that?
I know it from the Honeymooners. Lou Bacala Carey.
He had a nickname, Bacala, right? If you had a nickname, Arthur, what would that be? Arthur?
I don't know. That's awesome. That is awesome. Yeah. I gotta give a quick Lou Monte story. Ready? So, and it's something I wanted to speak about anyway.
Would have a Lou Monte.
No. You're going to crack up because, Joe, you're involved. So,
Lord.
I'm going to start with the sad part. Was the happy part I want to talk to you. Forget about El Chapo. I already heard Frank. He's correct. The guy's going to get convicted on almost everything. Maybe there'll be a hung jury. Al's right. He's going to go to the deepest, darkest prison in the world, Marion, Illinois, where you live 2 stories underground.
Wow.
There's no sun.
Wow.
Your bed is cement. Your toilet bowl is stainless steel. Nothing moves. You're allowed 2 books. You get out 45 minutes a day all alone on the roof. Ugh. So you can't really see anything except...
But on a Lou Monte note.
But on a Lou Monte note.
He's not doing the Hucklebuck there.
What could be worse? You're telling me there's a sad part to Lou Monte after that?
No,
after that, on a cement bed? You can't go anywhere from there.
I'm going to start with the punchline.
All right.
The punchline is, I went to Joe Hines' funeral. We'll talk about that in a second. The great Brooklyn district attorney. So I come back, and my mom goes, how was it? I said, you know, it was good. I go, it was sad. You know, he was 83 years old. He was ill. It was his time to go. That was his family's, you know, everyone was consistent on that. So I go, you know, mom, it was sad. You know, they say, and we will raise you up on eagle's wing. Be not afraid. I go, everyone's crying. Good. She goes, listen to me. Listen to me. I don't want any of that. She goes, I want when the Saints come marching in, Lou Monty's Dominic the Donkey. She goes, great. Then, wait, hold on, Joe. Here's the punchline. And then when you're done with the eulogy, you and your sister, I want Piscopo to lead everyone in song in New York, New York, and you could do a kick line in the front of the church.
That's great.
And I look, I go, you out of your mind? And my father goes, well, you know, you want to talk about Piscopo, you know, one of my favorite albums is Betty Goodman at Madison Square Garden, 1938.
Oh, my God.
What do they play? What's
Gene
the most
Krupa,
famous
Sing, Sing, Sing.
There you go.
It was 1938? Your father saw that?
I know. He was born. That's the year he was born.
All right,
he gave me that album like when I was 13. I go, what is it? I still have the album.
I didn't know it went back that far.
Yeah, 1938.
You know what, Marianne? I am booked. May you live to be a thousand, but I am booked when you're ready.
So
all right?
Joe Hines was the Brooklyn DA. Before he was Brooklyn DA, he was a United
States
Marine.
Sorry about your friend.
He was a United States Marine. He was in the Legal Aid Society. He was in the District Attorney's Office. He rose to Chief First Assistant. Then he was appointed by Governor Hugh Carey to be the special prosecutor, where he discovered in nursing homes they were feeding the senior citizens dog food and cat food as opposed to regular food and putting money in their pocket. He uncovered all kinds of corruption.
Wow.
He was then appointed the fire commissioner by Ed Koch. Then when the Howard Beach incident happened, where they killed, where the one black man was killed, another one was beat up, the Queens DA's office didn't pursue it or couldn't get a grand jury indictment. Mario Cuomo, his classmate from St. John's Law School, appointed him special prosecutor. He indicted people, prosecuted them, and Al Sharpton in the newspaper said Joe Hines was a beacon of light in the 1980s civil rights movement. He got a conviction when black people didn't think a conviction could ever be obtained. And on the heels of that, he ran for Brooklyn DA, and he was ahead of his time in terms of the programs that now everyone has standard, like drug treatment programs, domestic violence programs. He was my boss. He taught thousands of us how to be ethical lawyers, to work your hardest, to do your best. And he died at 83. He lost his re-election bid the fifth time to Ken Thompson, who tragically passed away at 50 of cancer.
Yeah, yeah.
But his send-off, Joe, was spectacular.
Congressman King was there as well?
Congressman King was in the... I hugged him. I kissed him. I said it was such a... So all the DAs were there from the other boroughs. Mm-hmm. Congressman King were there. There was a councilman there. There were judges. I mean, it was an overflow crowd that in the church, they had to set up TV monitors in the gymnasium.
Man.
And in the typical Irish wake fashion, we leave the church, we go, and there was pomp and circumstance. The fire department was there. The NYPD did a flyover. They then go to, like, the Breezy Point Community Center. We walked in there, Al, at 1:45. We left at 8 p.m.
Wow.
And everyone took... Everyone
That's
took
a
Uber.
Toast.
Everyone took Uber. Put it that way. There was nobody driving.
Yeah,
so
That
was,
you know what,
very
though, to your mom's point too, and thank you for talking about your dear friend, and sorry for your loss. But when my pop died, which was devastating to me, 16 years ago. So I did a song, The Lady is a Tramp, and I said, that's why Pop is a champ. And I did special lyrics that I presented to him. I wrote them down, you know, and I framed the lyrics, and I said, Dad, he loved it. So. We do the eulogy, very sad. Pop passed away. As they're wheeling the coffin down the aisle of the church, I cranked up. I had the priest crank up my version singing, that's why Pop is a champ. So, and it's great. And to your mother's point.
How old was you that?
Huh? 86 when he passed away.
Aluda.
Yeah, you know, exactly.
That's a number.
Exactly.
That's a number.
But ever since I did that, they stopped allowing you to do that in Catholic Church. You can't do it like
Correct.
That. I don't know why. Because it was a celebration of my father's life. My pop would have loved it.
When the great Brooklyn district leader Frank Santo passed away, he had told his son and me in the hills of Tuscany, when I die, I want you to play Conti Partero from Bocelli.
Oh, my gosh.
And he was not a daily communicant like Joe Hines was, but he was a regular churchgoer every
Joe
Sunday.
Joe Hines went to church every day?
Every day.
Wow.
And the priest who did the eulogy made fun. He would always leave after the communion. He would stay for the prayer afterwards. But we wanted to sing Bocelli's song, and they wouldn't let us do it, so we did it. And oh, his family was so upset. But we did it right in front of the church. We got an audio visual, you know, we got speakers, and it was actually beautiful, and things went well. And Thursday, Joe, just to keep up the positive spirit, I went to Lawrence Taylor's 60th birthday party.
Tell us about that, Arthur Idala.
It was a surprise birthday party down in Atlanta.
Oh!
Al Gattullo would have probably enjoyed it or appreciated it even more than I did, because there were dozens of football players. But the thing about football players is they always have helmets on. So unless you know exactly who's who,
it's very hard
to recognize. I mean, I saw like Curtis Martin. I know who he was. Marcus Allen, I know who he was. Obviously, Harry Carson and Eric Dickerson, who couldn't have been nicer.
Oh,
Ricky
awesome.
Williams from the Saints.
Wow.
I mean, there were all these Hall of Famers. But here's the deal, Joe. They're all walking around with these rings the size of like a dinner plate hanging off their fingers. So you know they either won the Super Bowl or they're in the Hall of Fame, obviously, or both. But Lawrence was so surprised, so shocked. He had no idea. And speaking about parents, the highlight for me, and I told this to Lawrence, was hanging out with his 82-year-old mom, who was totally spry, totally with it. We partied. I mean, you would have laughed, Joe, because here I am.
I'm sorry to interrupt. How do you surprise Lawrence Taylor?
Oh, he thought he was going to a autograph signing party with Jerome Bettis, and he was getting paid for it. So I say, somewhere towards the end of the party, he grabs me. We are very close, Lawrence. He goes, "Hey, man, step outside with me for a second." So he finds a back door and he lights up a cigar. His whole vice is a cigar. The record, this past October was 20 years he's been sober.
God bless,
from drugs. Doesn't stop him from little Johnny Black every once in a while, but from drugs, he's 20 years sober. And I asked him recently, I said, "Lawrence, what would happen if someone took out some drugs and put them in front of you?" He goes, "Well, if I didn't just punch him in the face,
oh man,
I would just tell him, get the blank out of here." But we're in the back, we're smoking a cigar. He starts lighting up a cigar. I go, "So, man, how do you feel?" He goes, "I feel $20,000 lighter." I go, "What do you mean?" He goes, "They lured me here telling me I was going to a thing and I was making 20 grand. He's like, "So this thing cost me $20,000. I go, "Lawrence, it didn't really cost you 20. He goes, no. In my mind, that money was already spent. He's like, "So my kids better figure out another gig to get," because his children hosted the event. He goes, "My kids, Tanisha, better find another gig for me to get $20,000.
How do you talk down this giant of a man?
Oh,
what did you say?
"Listen,
we love you, and it was out of love, huh?"
They gave me, in the middle, they cut the cake, they hand me the microphone.
I can tell you
what I said. I said, "As big and as bad and as vicious as Lawrence Taylor was in 1983, 84, 85, 86, I said, "That's how big his heart is today and how much he loves each and every one of us here." And I go, "He's a really big teddy bear and la, 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 la."
$20,000 lighter. I love that.
And then the next day, Joe, we go to his daughter's house, and it could have been a reality TV show, but it was so Italian because, right, I'm in a room of black people, and what do you think they're doing? There's 14 grandkids. There's the great-grandma. His three buddies from high school, Al, are sitting in the corner playing spades. Wow. They order in a bunch of food. And I just look around. I go, "Wow, Lawrence." I go, "This is what black people do?"
I go, so bad.
I go, "The only difference is we would have, like, lasagna and meatballs, and you have chicken wings and Pizza Hut." Pizza Hut. Wow, Joe, have you eaten Pizza Hut? That is some rough stuff, man. When you're from Brooklyn, Staten Island, like, Pizza Hut is not a word in your nomenclature or whatever it is. So.
Arthur Idala.
It was a great weekend.
The one, the only, right there, Arthur. Thanks so much.
Do we have to talk about the laws or anything about the
law? You know what? I'm so upset with everything going on. You and I. Am I right or wrong?
Oh.
Well, State of the Union tonight. Everybody's at each other's throats.
Shep Smith gave you a big compliment the other day.
He gave me a big compliment?
Yeah.
Really?
Yep. He goes... Piscopo's good, but he plays down the middle.
Trying to keep the peace, man. Trying to keep the peace. Hey, listen, Arthur, thank you for taking the time.
God bless. Green is the color of the day, everyone.
That's it, baby. It's certainly with me today. 7:52, Debbie's on the roads right now on AM 970. The Answer. Hiya, Deb.
Hi, Joe. Hi, Arthur. Let's see what's happening, guys. As you head to Sunrise Highway westbound into 5th Ave, getting into Bayshore, that's an overturned vehicle. Two lanes blocked over there. It's kind of busy this morning over on the LIE westbound, getting out toward Crooked Hill Road. An accident there was just cleared away. And still seeing more volume on the LIE westbound, getting out through the Cross Island. Watch for some slowdowns as you take it right into Junction Boulevard with a collision out of the way. Eastbound belt out by Sunrise Highway, that's an accident. And the eastbound Gowanus still slowing down at Fort Hamilton Parkway with an accident finally cleared. Inbound GWB 45, Lincoln 30, Holland 30, 78 eastbound, the ramp at exit 58. It's an accident involving a truck on the ramp getting into Newark. 23 is closed in Wantage with an accident involving a truck. And we're still seeing slowdowns on Route 1 northbound at Dean's Lane, getting up through South Brunswick. An accident there as well. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970. The Answer.
Dr. Sebastian Gorka sees a split vote on the left in 2020.
Howard Schultz, former CEO of Starbucks, is going to potentially run for president. Can you say Ross Perot on the left? He will split the vote. Many others are very angry with Mr. Schultz.
America First with Dr. Sebastian Gorka. Afternoons at 3, right before Kevin McCullough at 5 on AM 970. The Answer, brought to you in part by Connors and Sullivan Attorneys at Law. Whether you need help drafting a will, trust, power of attorney, or health care proxy, their experienced team of attorneys have been helping clients plan their estates for over 30 years.
Joe Piscopo here, coming to you from the SmartWayToBuy.com studios. If you look around these days, everything is getting smarter. Smartphones, smart TVs, even smart refrigerators. Well, now, after 100 years of the same old dumb way of buying cars, there's the smart way to buy a car. Just go to thesmartwaytobuy.com and see how easy they've made it. With really smart things like the Smart Way to Buy's 110% low price guarantee that ensures you are getting the best price for your next used vehicle. Need a car for commuting to work? Do you have a teenager looking for the first car? Well, then you should definitely visit the Smart Way to Buy.com. It's your go-to place for the widest selection of used cars in New Jersey. Plus, every vehicle comes with a 5-day, 500-mile exchange policy, so you can't lose. Now, that's smart. The Smart Way to Buy. Only at the Smart Way to Buy. .com. That's the smartwaytobuy.com. Anything else just wouldn't be smart.
Hey, hon, what you doing with your phone? Taking pictures?
No, I'm asking it questions.
Like what?
Hey, Bobo, do flowers have best friends?
I'm sorry. I'm afraid I don't know that.
Hey, follow me. I want to show you something. Look, flowers do have best friends.
Whoa.
Some answers can only be found in nature. Discover the unsearchable. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a trail near you. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Toyota. We all know the secret to the best Italian food is the sauce. And no one has sauce as good as Michael's of Brooklyn. Their sauce is made from scratch, using only the best ingredients. But don't take our word for it. Stop at any of your local supermarkets and pick up a jar, or listen to the Joe Piscopo Morning Show every Wednesday for a chance to win a whole case of Michael's delicious, authentic, and fresh sauce. You can also enter online at am970theanswer.com. That's am970theanswer.com. Good luck.
Hey, Joe Piscopo on the radio telling you about Balance of Nature. Thank you, Mr. Idella. Counselor, appreciate it always. Balance of Nature. This guy, he's got more energy. But Balance of, look at Al with the tweet, because, you know, you're doing the finger again, Al, at me.
Look at these things.
We're running out of time.
All right, we're going. Balance of Nature.
It's Quebec green caps. It'll slow down in a hurry.
Unless he's talking.
Exactly.
And then I get, you know, Balance of Nature is fruit and vegetables in a capsule form. Did I take mine earlier? Did you see me take the three?
Yes, you took them. I saw you. You had them out. You took them. I took the red one.
Thank you very much. I take three in the morning, three at night, Frankie. Is that what you do, basically?
That's what I do. Unless you have a cold or something, then you double your dose. Or if you have a chronic thing, like some people have MS or they're battling chemotherapy.
Yes.
Then you should take six, maybe even nine a day of each.
I feel so much better. I swear to goodness. I don't know if it's psychological.
You've been in a better mood since you've been taking
it. What? Dr. Douglas Howard came up with this whole Balance of Nature philosophy, and we want you to go on the journey with us. Here's the way you can do. 800-246-8751. It's 800-246-8751. 51, all right? Or go to balanceofnature.com. Whatever you do, please use the promo code THEANSWER. Why? You get a whopping 35% off. You got to try Balance of Nature. 800-246-8751 or balanceofnature.com. Again, a good health is only a phone call away. 800-246-8751. Promo code THE ANSWER.
Lundberg.
And Joe Lundberg is there. You can hear Al's all over it. He's on fire this morning. Hey, how we doing, Joe? How we doing, Joe, weather-wise, my friend?
Mild today. It's going to be up around 60 or so.
Woo! Love that.
Tomorrow, probably some rain later today in the 40s. Kind of a damp, drizzly day on Friday, on Thursday with highs in the 40s, and then a little milder with rain to finish out the week, colder this weekend.
You see how good Lundberg is? You see that, Cthulhu? You see, Joe, well done, my friend.
Right to the point.
We love you, man. We're coming right back. Radio Piscopo, coming right back at you. Don't go away.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.